Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, now 58 degrees. One person suffered minor injuries as firefighters put out a fire on a deck in North Wichita. Just before 2 a.m., firefighters were called to the 5100 block of North Armstrong and the report of a house fire. They quickly extinguished a blaze at the rear of the house. There was a report that the resident may have been battling the blaze. Injuries are described as non-fire related. Now let's take a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. What a nice start to the work week. Our normal high this time of year would be about 75, and we are going to be trending 10 degrees above normal today with a high in the mid-80s in south-central Kansas, the wind out of the south gusting 15 to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, clear, our low in the low 60s, warm again Tuesday with a high 83. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Now fair, 58 degrees, south wind at 7 miles per hour. A large structure fire in Wilson in north-central Kansas originated as a grass fire call, but quickly escalated to more. Sunday afternoon, crews were called to an unused flour mill in Wilson, where they found flames. Wilson Fire Chief Larry Langerman said high winds were a problem, but the fire did not spread to nearby houses. 10 years after being leveled by a nearly two-mile-wide tornado, Greensburg, Kansas has risen from the ashes. The town of less than 800 people has been almost completely rebuilt and is now arguably the most thriving rural community in southwest Kansas. Mayor Bob Dixon says the federal and state support for the community's long-term recovery plan, which focuses heavily on sustainability and green energy, made the modernization of Greensburg possible, but the town still faces the same challenges as any other.
We all in rural America have struggled and will continue to struggle with population, jobs, and employment, keeping vibrant economies going. The challenges that were in Greensburg are in every other rural community on the High Plains, and so we need to support each other and think regionally. And
Sedgwick County Commission Chair Dave Unruh tells KNSS News, booking big acts like Paul McCartney at Wichita's Interest Bank Arena is good for local pocketbooks.
Well, it has a huge economic impact to downtown businesses, which then trickles down clear across our community. But I've been told that when this act played in Little Rock, that they had some visitors fly in from Japan to watch the show. Okay. So that tells you what a draw he is and how it might affect our region. Really for the benefit of all of us.
Paul McCartney appears at Interest Bank Arena July 19th. Industry analysts say Kansas is blowing past other states when it comes to commitment to wind power.
The American Wind Energy Association says in its first quarter report that the state will reach 5,000 megawatts of wind power generation capacity this year. Only Texas, Oklahoma, California, and Iowa produce more wind energy. The 200-megawatt Cimarron Bend II wind farm in Clark County and the 280-megawatt Western Plains wind farm in Ford County came online this year and brought the state to 4,931 megawatts of generation capacity. The 178-megawatt Bloom wind farm is under construction south of Dodge City in Ford and Clark counties, and the 400-megawatt Iron Star wind farm near Dodge City is in advanced development and likely will be built this year. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
A developer says a former Kansas missile silo converted into a luxury condo is sold out. He's not saying who has bought the spaces in hopes of having peace of mind during a possible disaster.
Larry Hall tells the Associated Press that units inside the so-called survival bunker about 40 miles north of Salina come with appliances and furniture. The complex features a security system, classroom, swimming pool, rock climbing wall, shooting range, gyms with saunas, and an arcade. Hall says there's also a self-renewing water supply, grocery store, and a medical wing with a pharmacy. Hall says the units have fetched millions of dollars, drawing interest from Hollywood and professional athletes. That condo complex is sold out, though Hall says he's building a similar one in nearby Tescott. Annika Perry, KNSS News.
KNSS National News Time, 7:36.
We all know that House Republicans passed its Obamacare replacement bill last week. Now it's on to the Senate, where lawmakers are vowing to start from scratch. ABC's Mary Bruce with more from Capitol Hill.
They've now formed a new group, 13 Senate Republicans, to come up with a new version. Now, in addition to leadership, these are members that have voiced a wide range of concerns about the House bill. Everything from the cuts to Medicaid to protections for people with pre-existing conditions, and some members who simply want every trace of Obamacare abolished.
Some lawmakers heard from their constituents over the weekend when they held town halls. President Trump put forth a successful Supreme Court nominee in Neil Gorsuch. Now he's turning his attention to lower federal courts. He is expected to unveil a list of 10 federal court nominees, the first effort to fill more than 120 vacancies. Most of France is celebrating the divisive victory of centrist Emmanuel Macron over far-right candidate Marine Le Pen for president. Le Pen says she will rename her party and possibly compete in parliamentary elections in June. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
7:37 now, Stephen, 10 in the morning on KNSS. It is Monday, and that means Mondays with the Mayor, which Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell, our special guest this morning. And good to have you with us this morning, Mayor Longwell.
Good morning, Steve.
Beautiful.
Good to be with you.
Beautiful weekend, and I hope you got got the missus out on the lawnmower there and got her to get the grass cut and everything.
Yeah, that's never going to happen, but we did get the lawn mowed.
Good. Now, this week, do we have another workshop this week? Is that what I'm understanding?
So finally, yes, we do. And this week, the city manager, some days I could just strangle him. Finally, this week, we have the police assessment. So people really want to tune in. And, this is going to be an extensive assessment that we had just wrapped up that took nearly a year to put together, but we're going to figure out exactly how many officers need to be on the street, where they need to be deployed, how we need to combat crime. It's really a big initiative.
Do I detect a note of dissatisfaction with Wichita City Manager Robert Layton?
No. There's days where I would just enjoy strangling him.
I guess I misunderstood there.
No, it just sometimes the speed of government can be frustrating.
Oh, I'm sure it's not his fault.
No,
he'll find some underling to blame it on, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Robert does a great job. We're lucky to have him, and I'm probably going to get grief.
Yeah.
He'll probably cut my electricity off in my office or
Listen.
Something.
I know his office is bigger than yours.
Yes, it is. And he has gorgeous views.
Oh, so seriously, the workshop's going to be mostly about this assessment of the police department then, is that right?
Right. And it's, just critically important. Public safety is our top priority, and this will be an interesting workshop to kind of provide the direction of where the department goes.
So what you're going to hear is a lot of information, and then after you hear that and take copious notes, then you're going to hand it back to Mr. Layton and say, do something about it, right?
Well, we have to obviously decide on a direction that we want to go and then form those strategies. And I would guess that it's probably going to include some kind of increase in cost and increase in number of officers on the street and probably a different way that we deploy some of them a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But our police chief's doing a great job. I have full confidence that we'll figure it out together, and we'll have a safer city that comes out of it.
Now, this weekend is Mother's Day is coming up Sunday. Did you know that, Mayor?
I did know that. That's kind of an important date. I have to take care of the mom,
Yeah. I know your mother.
Yes, you know her well.
Yeah.
She loves you. I think she would rate you over me.
You just put your mom on Mr. Layton. That to be the end of the story right there.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, this is a busy week for me also. I've got to run to Washington, D.C. Tuesday afternoon and come back late Wednesday night.
Mm.
So I get back in town like 11:30 Wednesday night, and then I'm scheduled to do the Wichita Prayer Breakfast at 6 a.m. Thursday morning, so I don't have much time for sleep.
Yeah. So what are you going to do in Washington? Just go to see all the monuments, or what are you going to do there?
Actually, I'm on a small committee of folks that are trying to work together to make America better, and so looking forward to my day and a half trip in Washington. We're having a little meeting there in D.C. and meet up and talk strategies and figure out how to make our country better.
Well, that sounds a little scary,
that
right?
That couldn't be any more vague.
Man.
Well, you know.
Probably burn some candles and incense and, you know.
We do some of that. And then Thursday, I am on a state task force that's going to look at where the next DO, that's Doctor of Osteopathy College, should be in the state of Kansas. And so we're going to look at three different cities and evaluate a report. And this is the first committee meeting on Thursday. Now, because I've got so many things going on, I'm going to have to participate by phone. The rest of the committee's meeting up in Salina on Thursday, but it's going to be a really good committee. We're supposed to wrap up our work by mid June, maybe July.
Okay.
And it's exciting because we're looking at getting another medical college in Kansas. And,
nice.
And
yeah,
so this committee is going to be working on that.
You and if you need any help, be sure and call Ted, okay?
Well, Ted's pretty smart. I
know that.
There's no question.
Today is, by the way, No Socks Day. And I know growing up in the west part of Wichita, you probably didn't wear a pair of socks till you got elected mayor, did you?
Hardly wore shoes.
There you go. So you probably don't have any socks on right now.
I don't have socks on right now. I may just go without socks all day.
Well, go that way to Washington, D.C. Say, where are you from? Wichita, you know.
That goes without saying.
Hey, thanks for being with us as always. We appreciate it, sir. 7:43 now with Steve and Ted. Have a little fun with the mayor here on Bundy's with the Mayor, huh?
Where are you from, Dog Patch?
Yeah. All right, coming up here, we've got Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal. Changes in the local sporting goods retailing picture. And the traffic and weather coming up with Steve and Ted.
Very good.
KNSS. Hey, it's time for our Prairie Fire coffee break.
Coffee break.
KNSS. Prairie Fire coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita.
You got that right.
You can get Prairie Fire coffee at your office by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break.
Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.